Folks, there's never been a man or woman born that loved politics more than George Wallace. Wallace was born to be in politics. He lived it and breathed it. He was the consummate political animal. Wallace really didn't care about anything else. He really didn't care that much about power or power of the office. He just wanted to run. He thrived on shaking hands and getting votes. He was on the ballot 17 times between 1946 and 1986. He didn't care about what time it was, what he had to eat, or whether he had anything to eat. In short, Wallace really didn't care about making any money. He didn't care if he had a dime to his name. He was totally oblivious to money. He disdained the thought of accumulating any kind of wealth. There was never any hint of scandal or corruption around George Wallace because he didn't care about money. He sure didn't want to hurt his political career by stealing, and he was convinced that people liked you better if you were poor. So he always tried to act real poor, which he actually was. His cavalier attitude toward money caused him to charge ahead in any campaign, whether gubernatorial or presidential, without any regard as to how he was going to pay for the effort. The legendary McDowell Lee, who was Senate president for over 40 years, the legendary McDowell Lee, who served 40 years as Secretary of the Alabama State Senate, had been George Wallace's friend since birth. Actually, Mr. McDowell had served a term or two in the House of Representatives with Wallace. He told a story to me one time that illustrates Wallace's disregard for the particulars of how you were going to pay for a campaign. Wallace just figured the money would show up some way or other. Well, during one of Wallace's early campaigns for governor, he and the other major candidates for governor would implore the help of famous Grand Ole Opry stars out of Nashville to draw and entertain a crowd for them. It seems that a few weeks earlier, Wallace had Minnie Pearl with him for a big rally in Ozark and Dothan. Well, the good folks in Troy were having a big chamber event on the square, and they were inviting all the gubernatorial candidates to come to their rally. They told Wallace they knew he could bring Minnie Pearl to their event because he'd brought him to Dothan and Ozark. Wallace called Minnie Pearl's agent, who was her husband, and asked if they were available. By chance, they were open for that one night. Wallace told him to fly him in there. Minnie Pearl came and performed, and the time came for them to get paid. Folks, the bill was $5,000, a pretty good sum in those days. Wallace simply turned to McDowell Lee and says, "He'll pay you." Poor McDowell Lee had to go to a Troy bank and have the $5,000 taken out of his personal family's farm account at their bank in Clow and wired to him to pay the entertainer. Wallace never gave it another thought or seemed the least bit concerned about how Minnie Pearl was going to get paid or how she got paid. I would imagine McDowell Lee steered clear of any more Minnie Pearl appearances during the Wallace campaigns for governor. Folks, Wallace could care less about money. He just loved politics. Thank y'all for listening.